From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The government has released results of its so-called stress tests involving 19 of the nation's largest banks and financial institutions. Some banks, like J.P. Morgan Chase, have been told they don't need to raise capital, while others, like Bank of America, were told they need to boost their reserves by $34 billion. At a briefing earlier today, Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner said the results should give both banks and borrowers some confidence, though he said there's still a ways to go.
Our hope is that with these actions today, banks are going to be able to get back to the business of banking. The leaders of our nation's banks have a lot to do to earn back the public's trust.
The findings are the culmination of a months-long exercise aimed at assessing the health of the financial system. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said today none of the financial firms are technically insolvent, though he said the government has determined just over half need to increase their capital. Today, Attorney General Eric Holder tried to calm senators' fears about bringing Guantanamo Bay detainees to the U.S. He said his top priority is Americans' safety. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Attorney General Holder said he has not made any decisions about where Guantanamo detainees will go. Senators from both parties responded, "Not in my backyard." Richard Shelby is a Republican from Alabama.
Do you know of any community in the United States of America that would welcome terrorists, former terrorists, would-be terrorists, people trained as terrorists that have been incarcerated in Guantanamo Bay into any community in this country?
It will not be the intention of this task force review, the intention of this administration or this attorney general to place anybody in any part of this world who is a risk.
Holder has encouraged other countries to take some detainees. There are roughly 240 men at Guantanamo. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she and her Russian counterpart are trying to take bilateral relations to a new level. She met today to set the stage for a U.S.-Russia summit this summer. NPR's Michelle Kelman reports.
Secretary Clinton and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov both told reporters they want to normalize relations and look forward, not backward. Clinton said U.S. and Russian negotiators are already hard at work on a replacement for the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, and she said lingering tensions over Russia's war in neighboring Georgia last year won't get in the way.
I think old thinking to say that we have a disagreement in one area, therefore we shouldn't work in something else that is of overwhelming importance. That's just not the way we think.
President Obama is expected to meet his Russian counterpart Dmitry Medvedev in Moscow in July. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 102 points, ending the session at 8409. The NASDAQ was down 42 points today. The S&P 500 fell 12 points. This is NPR. According to U.S. health officials, only around 10% of the Americans who have contracted swine flu actually went to Mexico. The government says the remainder of those with the virus appear to have gotten it in the U.S. or elsewhere. That's a change from the weekend when the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said about a third of U.S. cases involved people who had traveled to Mexico, where the current outbreak began. According to the CDC, there were now about 900 confirmed cases of swine flu in the U.S. Less than 2 days after losing a bid for re-election, the mayor of Mississippi's capital city has died. NPR's Debbie Elliott has more.
Jackson Mayor Frank Melton died overnight after being admitted to a Jackson hospital Tuesday shortly after polls closed. He'd finished third in a municipal primary. A former television station owner and personality, Melton was elected in 2005 by a landslide. He was a mentor to inner-city youth and promised to stamp out crime in Mississippi's largest city. But his unorthodox tactics drew controversy. He was set to go on trial Monday on federal civil rights charges for a warrantless police-style raid on what Melton believed to be a crack house. He was accused of busting up the duplex with a sledgehammer. In recent years, Melton had been repeatedly hospitalized with heart problems and had undergone bypass surgery. He was 60 years old. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Consumers sharply reined in the pace of their borrowing in March. The Federal Reserve says consumer credit plunged by more than 5%, the biggest decline since a more than 8% drop-off in December. Government says revolving credit, which includes credit card and store charge card debt, fell by 6.8%. Non-revolving debt was down by 4%. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.